from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Why do you think Gerard Mayo might have maybe opened the door for people to be like, maybe May can get in there week one? Is this just Mayo being Mayo, as we've discussed, in day to day, the sky's green, blue, purple, red? Or do you think maybe it was a message more towards Jacoby Brissett? What did you make of it?
I think there's, you know, initially I thought it was weird that it's just, all right, listen, this can't be a coincidence, right? Was he just waiting to see something so he could, feel comfortable, you know, letting everybody know and letting Jacoby Brissett know, listen, like, he's catching up to you or he's outplaying you? Or is it like, listen, I'm never going to change my mind, but I just need more from Jacoby Brissett? If you were just based on the practices that we watched and the games that you saw, who would you start? Forget about age, rank. Who would you play?
Well, I mean, I would still lean to Brissett right now.
Age, well, remove age, well, remove because, rank.
But I can trust him. That's what I, and again, I know what he is. He has come here and been exactly what he is. He'll throw picks in the red area. He'll make some good throws.
So you're trusting and expecting mistakes.
But everybody likes him. Well, hell, the head coach told me some of the people he hired he might have to fire after a year. So,
true.
Yeah. So the head coach has primed the pump for me to think that, yes, there's going to be a lot of mistakes, a lot of screw-ups, and more turnover at the end of the year. But at the end of the day, right now, Brissett, you can trust him to go run it. The guys are behind him. And this is going to sound ruthless. I cannot stress enough. I'm not rooting for this, okay? But if in the first couple of weeks Jacoby Brissett gets hurt because there's dysfunction, people playing bad, whatever it is around them, great. It's not going to hurt us at the end of the day. It's not going to hurt us as fans. It's not going to hurt the football team at the end of the day. Not wishing for the guy to get injured. But if there's going to be some screwiness, you know, like we've seen the whole blitz right up the middle, guess what's going to happen? I'd rather have Jacoby Brissett get blasted in the chops than Drake May right now. So from that end, yeah, I'm kind of slow playing it a little bit. But this also ties into one of my bitches down there. There's no intensity at that position whatsoever because they've told these two guys what exactly is going on. Like, we wake up and it's almost like, boy, I think this might be a message from Mayo to Jacoby Brissett. Well, they've all been down there when we've been there acting like, hey, I'm just here for a couple of weeks, and then I'll be the high-paid backup. And the kid didn't come in saying, I'm going to go grab that spot. It's more, yeah, at some point it'll be mine. So in many, many ways, the way there was the plan, and you can communicate to them what they're thinking, but it's up to the head coach to drive the players so that he can either execute that plan or change it along the way. And instead, it's been Camp Tranquilo. Everything's cool down here.
Yeah.
And it's now showing up in the quarterback spot because Drake May is working hard every day just to get the job. And Jacoby Brissett acts like a guy who is very comfortable in his role.
Yeah, it is. It is a weird position that he's in because it's not like Jacoby Brissett has like a reward at the end of camp. It's not like, hey, my hard work is paying off.
Bingo.
So it's a weird kind of position that he's in. So he's not nervous because his money is basically guaranteed. So he can just, you know, do what they ask him to do, keep it as clean as possible. Ultimately, he knows he's going to be replaced.
Mm-hmm.
So how fully committed can you really be? I feel like that's a weird position. But that's fine. I mean, it's happened before.
Well, can I ask you, as a former vested veteran in the NFL, if you knew you were going to get your $8 million, how motivated would you be to say, you know what, I got to hold myself to my standard of excellence and go out there and try to do whatever it is that I, Christian Fourier, do. Yeah, but if I don't, checks ain't going to bounce.
So I had the same situation. I think I told you this with Mark Brunell when I played for the Washington
Redskins.
You
went over this last week.
Yeah, yep. He was Jason Campbell. We were just waiting to suck and knowing that he would be replaced. And sure as hell, and I was friends with Mark. We would eat, you know, pregame meal together.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just he was real relaxed. He was making his money. He wasn't going to be charged with doing anything crazy, and we all knew he wouldn't. So he just – it was like status quo. It was just a weird vibe around the entire organization. But I will ask you this. If you're the coach and you're in the same situation as Jerod Mayo, forget about the contradictions, the, you know, all the different things that he's been saying and how he's saying it,
no,
how he's changed. If you're the coach,
mm-hmm,
and you're basing your opinion just on what we see and what you need to get out of Drake May, because you're responsible for him now.
Correct.
Like, you're literally responsible for his development. If you screwed up, there could be a long line of guys that you'll be hanging out with who screwed up their quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
What would you do?
Well, I would play Brissett for a month because I would insulate myself from the thoughts of ownership by doing it that way. We went slow. We took our time.
It's the safe route, isn't it?
No question.
And I'm with you.
I really do think deep, 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 deep down in their soul, for as much as Robert and Jonathan Kratz would love to have Drake May on the field early, the lasting impact of Mac Jones makes that whole organization go slow when it comes to Drake May. Because, again, if he doesn't play the first 4 or 5 weeks, it's no guarantee that it's going to jumpstart the kid in a way to where, excuse me, he's just going to take over and do unbelievable things. What I would like to not do is make sure the kid doesn't drown in the first month. And to me, that's where, if you're Jerod Mayo, and say the kid goes out there and just falls apart early, how does Jerod Mayo turn around and explain that to his bosses who thought they had a quarterback that got him to the playoffs, which he did in 21, and then it went all backwards from there? I think a part of the job is managing the owners. And the owners have never had more say than they have ever had since going back to the year probably 2001.
Yeah, and I think that it's too, if either you fully, fully commit to playing him from the day camp opens and you give him 65 to 70% of the reps, you force it. Jacoby Brissett doesn't need as many reps. You know what you're going to get from him. You could steal some of his reps and give them, because he's a vet, The other guys, the Baileys of the world, the Milton the third, all those guys, doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Your main priority is force feeding as many reps as possible. That's why I love that the Tom Brady quote. Maybe a player would come back because they need more reps. There's not enough time. There's no two-a-days. There's no, like, it's like they have to get it. And if he tries to start them now, it's too late because you missed opportunities in the first preseason game. You missed opportunities in the second preseason game. Hell, I would have played him the entire first half in the first preseason game. You're our guy. Get used to it. You're going to screw up. Get used to it. We're doing the same thing next week. Get used to it. And, oh, by the way, you're playing in the third preseason game. Get used to it.
And you know what? Now that you look back on that first preseason game, that is clearly a part of the preordained, let's say, structure that they put in place.
And suddenly he's changing. Suddenly that plan is like all in one game, one preseason game, in a couple practices where you're throwing touchdowns on 7-on-7. Like, that's all you needed to see to change your mind?
And here's the thing that I think we need to remind people. The kid's on track. It's just the impatience of fans.
That's us.
Wanting something more. Yeah. But if we're going to be fair about it, again, other than the people screaming, ah, Brissette sucks, you're a moron, blah, blah, blah. It'd be like, listen, if it became just about Drake May, he's not there yet, but he's getting there. He's taking all of the steps. The growth is happening. Just because it isn't happening at mock speed to where you can throw him in there week one and then go, oh, boy, we don't have enough around him or whatever it would be. Like, it's not like Drake May is falling behind if he doesn't start week one. And I think there are some that are jumping to the conclusions of, well, if he's not ready after camp when all these other guys are, then he must be behind. No, no. They're just being prudent with what they're doing with him in accordance with what they've shown him.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And I go back to, right now, he can't consistently take a snap under center. Some of that might be the center, but guess what? It's the quarterback's job to hold the ball. Like, regardless. Yeah. And those are the kinds of things that have to happen consistently in practice before they can say, you know what? He's either good enough he'll overcome the mistake, or he just won't make it in the first place.
I know we got a break, but here's the landmine, the sneaky trap door that I think will force everything to change is Jacoby Brissett. Jacoby Brissett has to be just at least serviceable.
Correct.
If he's less than that, if he's throwing picks, fumbling the ball, throwing the ball in the stands, if he's doing that stuff, if he's just literally not accurate and overthrowing people, you will be forced to go in the other direction because he's the only, like, he's the only safety net you have to the fans, to ownership, to everybody. Guys, he's keeping us afloat. I trust him. He's doing everything right. I know he's limited. Hell, our whole team is limited, mm-hmm. but at least he isn't. So get off my back. If he does and looks like he did in the first two preseason games, he won't make it to game two. I don't think so.
Interesting. So you think he'll play? You think there's a chance Brissett plays himself out quickly?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Wow.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.